This is KCUR. I'm Suzanne Hogan. This Central Standard, it's all about the art of writing a song. And throughout today's show, we're going to hear from other local musicians, each with the story of how they wrote one song. First up is one of the youngest performers who will be showcased at this week's Folk Alliance Conference. Here it is.
I'm Kate Rose. I'm 15 years old, and I've been writing songs for 4 years now. I always like really long intros, so... usually I have an idea of what I want to write about in mind. I'll sit there and I'll think about like a current issue or something that I'm going through, and I'm like, I want to write about this.
Do you see the beauty you possess? It's in the way your eyes sparkle when you smile. It's got nothing to do without you dress, but in the way you always go the extra mile.
This song, I knew that I wanted to write about confidence issues and inner beauty because me and a lot of my friends go through that. Do I want it to sound happier, or do I want it to sound more thoughtful and more low-key? And so that kind of chooses the key. And then I decide, you know, what is a good place for my voice with this song, which is the great part about songwriting. You can write for yourself, so you never go out of your range. And I knew I wanted to start with, like, an F major 7 chord because I had, like, just discovered that, oh, you can move your fingers around just a little bit and it makes different sounds. So I just kind of played around with this, and I knew I wanted to make it sound softer, so I went with Travis picking, and so I started. And then I went to an A minor, to a C, to a G, and it took me a little while to figure out that a G was what I wanted to get to resolve the whole sound. So it's really just playing around, and then I would strum through it and see if that sounded better, but I decided on the finger picking. And then at the chorus, I would start with a different type of picking, so it was... because I realized you want to keep the energy up throughout the song to keep the audience interested.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and the physical kind is only skin deep.
When I pick my chord progression, then I just kind of sing on top of it with ideas until I come up with the right phrasing, and then... after that, I have, like, preliminary lyrics, and I'll get my dad and I'll bounce ideas off of him because he'll tell me, that sounds like you're a 10-year-old writing this, and that sounds like you're a 30-year-old writing this. Let's find an in-between. So he'll help me out with that a little bit and figure out the right words to sort of say what I'm trying to.
You don't think you look okay because your eyeliner's a little off today. But trust me, it just makes you seem more human. Nobody should ask you to be perfect. And if they did, maybe they're not worth it. Physical kind is only skin deep. That's something we learn when we're older. The inner beauty is what we keep, and people will remember.
And then the bridge with the instrumental. I decided the song was done when I felt that at the moment I couldn't contribute more to it, because I'm always going to want to go back to my songs later on and be like, oh, I totally could have done that better, and I could have done this with that. But at some point, you just have to sit there and be like, you know, I think I did really well on this song, and I think I conveyed my message well, so in sentence.
That's Kate Rose with her story of how she wrote the song And the People Will Remember. She'll be performing at the Folk Alliance International Conference tonight. She also wrote and recorded a hook that will be on a Tech N9ne album coming out in May. You can find out more about that on our website at kcur.org. Her story was produced by Sylvia Maria Gross.